Or James has to scoot over one of them too. Alright, so
just wanna play story mode. I don't give a shit about the lobby.
I know, right?
Clap sync. Everybody, welcome to a pre Super Bowl podcast. Izzo Nelson's with us as always, James, recurring member, and Jeff, who you probably haven't seen since last Super Bowl.
This is probably right.
And he'll be on the Madden show. But right now, we're doing the podcast, the Madden Prediction Show. What the fuck?
Pick North America 3, that's what I connected to last time.
I don't give a shit about the region, because I'm not playing the I'm not fighting anybody, I just want to play the story mode! Shouldn't have to log into a lobby. I don't give a shit. I don't want to fight anybody. We tried that with the beta. I got my ass kicked. That's like, this is my, like, every fighting game I get, Jeff, it's like, I go online once. And if I get my ass kicked,
and never again.
It's like, yep. We're done here.
All right.
Well, we're playing Dragon Ball.
I guess.
Yep.
Well, it's the full game this time.
Yeah.
Woo.
I'm not going to practice right now. Ooh, there's story mode. Let's go do story mode.
Oh.
Actually, I'm going to change around my,
your god is like?
Oh, yeah, you didn't, cash in those codes yet, have you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, you got a couple different people than I did.
Mr. Satan.
Mr. Satan! Our Lord and Savior.
Okay.
That's fitting, because I picked Super Saiyan God Vegeta.
Stamp mark I'm gonna use. I'm gonna go with Vegeta from the stamp.
Aha. What's the stamp mean? I have no idea.
It just appears above your head when people start talking to you.
Okay. Well, it should be Cell yelling. Don't talk to me! I don't wanna fucking interact with you.
But we got a lot to unpack now, and thank for Vince McMahon, we have something that's related to football to talk about on the podcast. we're not gonna start with that. We're going to start off with I didn't read any of that explanation. Went to it for no reason. We're going to start off with what was the big story at the start of the week was the Xbox Game Pass. And for those who don't know what the Xbox Game Pass is, $10 a month, you get a library of Xbox One, Xbox 360 games you can download to your system and play as much as you want as long as you have the Xbox Game Pass. Well, now to make it even more enticing for people, they're now Xbox exclusives are going to be day one. So when that game comes out in stores, you will be able to download it for that $10 a month. Almost kind of like how the WWE Network is $10 a month and you get every pay-per-view included on that. So
yeah, that sounds pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
The first game that's starting off with is Sea of Thieves, which is the rare exclusive, the pirate game that they have. That comes out in March.
Is it every game or is it select games?
It's not every game, it's like select games. First
but don't
party,
they swap them
party.
Out, too?
Yeah. But they haven't really swapped out a lot. Like, only a few games have currently left.
So it's like Netflix for video games.
Yeah.
But so if you've downloaded it and it happens to remove it, can you still play it?
No. If they remove it off your if they remove it off the Game Pass, it, like, leaves your system.
That's unfortunate.
Because you don't have the license for that game.
Yeah.
So it just goes away. Just like how you download the game to your system when you get the disc, but if you don't have the disc in there, you can't play it.
Okay, gotcha.
So basically the Game Pass acts as the disc.
Interesting.
But yeah, so far that hasn't had much of a backlash, though. GameStop's stock when that was announced went down 8%.
I'm sure it did.
And a video game store in Austria said they would no longer carry Xbox systems in response to that because it would hurt their sales.
Well, not selling it might hurt their sales more, too.
Yeah. So I was like, you might want to think about that just a little bit. I mean, I understand why those companies are kind of freaking out because the Game Pass is essentially...
GameStop at your home.
Well, it's Xbox is Microsoft's response to the secondary game market, essentially, is what that is. I mean, they've always been wanting to get a chunk of that money, and I guess this is their way of trying to eat their lunch without actually making a partnership with them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I've been kind of teetering whether I wanted to get Game Pass or not.
Yeah.
But this kind of makes me, like, really
so
think
you
about it.
You don't have it, right?
No, I don't have it. I just tried the 30-day trial when it originally came out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a trial. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't bad.
But I didn't use it that much, which is why I decided not to keep it.
Yeah.
But then if I'm going to get, like, new games, so, like, you got to think about it. That's $120 a year. So if there are two games coming out that year that you want to buy, that pays for it right there.
Yeah. Assuming you get to keep those games.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, most games, like, with the exception of, like, Overwatch, most games we have, we only play for a couple months, beat, and then we're done.
Or in my case, play for a couple weeks
and
let it collect dust.
The only downside is, I guess now you'll probably have like GameStops and stuff like that pushing for exclusive.
Well, I mean,
well,
GameStop.
The thing is, GameStop's kind of on board because they've been advertising like, yeah, you got the Game Pass, but you need gold, and here's credits you can buy to buy the downloadable content. So they've been pushing like the cards that they sell.
Not to mention, GameStop itself has been diversifying anyway. You remember, they bought ThinkGeek, and those stores are increasingly putting more and more of those products in there. So even though they got rid of like stuff like they used to have, like remember they used to have movies and stuff like that in their stores, even though they got rid of that, they've replaced it with collectibles to kind of try to entice people to come in more, you know, because they got ThinkGeek, so why not put them in? Because, you know, I'm sure people that shop regularly at ThinkGeek always wish that there was like some sort of physical storefront.
Yeah, well, there's a physical ThinkGeek in Oregon.
I think there's one in New York City.
But those are few and far between. But if you have a section in every GameStop, that automatically just boosts their presence right there.
You can get some neat stuff in there.
Yeah, they're
collectibles and whatever.
I usually look at that stuff first before I look at the video games anyway.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
And it's like, see what kind of pops they get.
Never buy anything, but like...
Every once in a while I'll buy something. Like, they'll have something that I'll want. And I'll have money for it. So...
Usually I'm stretching up.
You actually played anything yet, Josh?
No.
Well, he's gotten into now.
I just hear us pressing the A button over and over.
Yeah, just that movie story. So that does, like I said, kind of makes me enticed to buy it. Or not buy it, but get the...
I'm still
going to hold out and wait.
Yeah.
But, no, but I can see where that can kind of, like, especially, like, if you've got, like, a kid, it'd be kind of good, because then you don't have to, like, constantly buy them games. Like, you've got over 100 games to choose from here for $10 a month.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about it from that point of view. So that actually is more enticing for you.
Yeah, as a grandparent, that'd be kind of a cool gift to give your kid.
Yeah.
Actually, I need to look that up, if you can do, like, a family plan on that, to where it's, like, if I have the thing, like, both Sean and I can use
it. Worst case scenario would be, like, when you buy digital games, and since your thing is still on his Xbox.
Yeah. So you'd probably be able to do it, because, like, all my digital games, like, the Friday the 13th you gave me, the code, it's on his Xbox.
Oh.
He can play it under his account.
It was fine. Never played it.
Really?
I was one of the original Kickstarter.
You were the original backers.
Yeah, I was the original backers.
I've played it several times. It's fun. We need to get a party going. Like, we all need to, like, get, like, several people on there playing.
Yeah, I hadn't... The only reason I hadn't bought it was because there was, like, no one to play with.
Yeah, I never got around to playing it.
See, because I've played that online with just rando strangers, but I think that game would be a lot more fun playing with friends. But it was funny, I was making them all laugh online because I was Jason, and I was just talking to this high-pitched, crazy voice just screaming, "I'm coming to get you! I'm coming to get you!"
Oh, I would just pretend like I'm not Jason.
Dude,
I'm right beside you! Slash!
Did you guys ever end up killing the Predator?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
He was too hard. And then, like, the last few weeks, we just hadn't had time before it... The Predator thing ended.
Wow. So you know the remake of that movie, right?
Yeah, that's Shane Black's writing.
It's called The Predator. At least Shane Black is writing and directing, I think.
Shane Black. I believe he's writing.
So that'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm curious.
Is it a remake or is it like a continuation?
I think it's a reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
Olivia Munn is in it, I think.
Oh, God, no.
Well, Josh ain't seen it now.
Yeah. It was so funny, like, I was watching Funhouse, and someone had asked the question, kind of like on the post show, about the old G4 thing. And they all kind of danced around, like, making fun of Olivia Munn, basically what a bitch she is. Because, like, several of them used to work for G4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like most of the main guys, right?
Yeah. Bruce James and Adam all worked for G4. Mm. And it's so funny, because you just read between the lines. They were just basically calling her a cunt.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
Hmm. She always came across like she was just fake.
Yeah, well, yeah, she did it for a job. I can't really fault somebody. Like, you get a job, you know, it's a job. But at the same time, like, she was so quick to ditch that whole thing and all the people who, like, made her big.
Mm.
And it was just kind of a cunt thing to do. And then she ruined Aaron Rodgers' relationship with his family. I just don't like her.
Yeah. What was the he's with, like, Danica Patrick now?
Yeah.
She was on Joe Rogan not too long ago.
Yeah, I do like Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah. I like him because he has, like, just various different people.
Hmm.
You know, he doesn't have just one type of person.
Yeah,
he has mixed views. Like, if it's political stuff, he'll have left and right people. But we're not going to go to the second thing on the board first. I'm going to say that to the end. But Oscar nominations came out.
Mm.
And in our area of expertise, Oscar nominations for comic book movies. Logan got a nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay. It won't win because it's a comic book movie. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 got Best Visual Effects. It could win because it's a sci-fi film and they can win those.
That was a really pretty movie in 4K.
Yeah. And then Wonder Woman, 0 nominations, which is well-deserved because that movie was nothing special. It was just an okay film.
It was terrible.
And the only reason why it got propped up was because it was directed by a woman and it was the first, like, serious take on a female superhero.
Probably the best of the DCEU so far.
Like, it was a good movie. It just...
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the movie, but I would not expect it to be nominated for any sort of awards, really.
Any serious award.
Like, maybe, like, costuming at best.
Not even that. Like, the costumes weren't anything special. Like, they were just kind of drab World War One costumes.
Yeah.
Like, nothing was great about those.
I mean, they were fab.
That's why I said maybe. Jesus Christ. That's why I said maybe.
Yeah,
but it's like, and not to say that I didn't enjoy the movie, because I did enjoy the movie, but yeah, I wouldn't have nominated it for really anything. I mean, it's just some movies just don't get nominated. that's what I chalk it up to.
All I know is I can
is
see Jeff
Suicide
Squad screen, and Jeff is just like, what the fuck are we flying?
I'm at a loss. This is not my area of expertise. I will chime in when
he's like, I'm here for the last story.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
But what were you saying, Izzo?
My thing is, as not so good as Wonder Woman was, how did Suicide Squad slip through the cracks?
What did it get
nominated
for?
It got
best
costume for last
and
year.
And it won.
Yeah. It, what got snubbed instead of... It was, Guardians that got snubbed for that? Something
did,
more deserving
didn't they
got snubbed.
I thought they increased the nominations... Didn't they increase nominations?
I don't know. I don't keep up with it.
Because it was originally like 5, and then it's like, or it was some number.
I know there was
like
a bunch
of years ago.
I remember
there's like
a,
they doubled the size of
really?
Like Best
Man,
Picture.
Man, half of those nominations and awards are probably not even going to be televised.
Right.
They'll be like, oh yeah, and this is what you missed on a commercial break. These people won this, and this.
Well, those two, the one in Logan and Guardian of the Galaxy. Area,
it'll still be like 6 hours long.
Those should be televised, because Best Adapted Screenplay would definitely be televised, and Visual Effects is usually televised.
Yeah. I mean, I would like Logan to win, but...
I still feel the biggest snub in Oscar history was Blame Canada not getting Best Song.
What won that year was the... It was a Disney movie.
Hmm.
Or Pixar, Disney, I think.
Toy Story?
No.
What was it, 1997?
Yeah, let's see. Getting the internet.
I would say maybe Hercules?
No.
That's not Pixar, though.
Well, that's a Disney movie.
It was Disney.
It's a Disney movie. Pixar.
Was Pixar Disney back then?
Yeah, they were.
That's good.
They were partnered. Then they split 99. Off, and then they got bought.
Yeah.
99? It wouldn't have been a Bug's Life. Maybe Toy Story 2. Maybe. I think. Or was it Toy Story 1 that came out at that point? I can't remember. That one, I just can't remember the years on that one.
What else would have been out in 99?
99? Disney?
You all have smartphones. Look it up.
I can't.
Lion King was one of those things where, like,
see,
it could have been Hercules, Mulan, or something like that, because that's when I wasn't watching Disney.
Yeah, because like Hercules,
Hercules
or Mulan?
No,
hold on. Was it Mulan?
No, it was Tarzan.
Tarzan.
That's right.
I knew I was missing one. I knew I was missing one. I just couldn't think of what it was. Okay.
Toy Story 2, When She Loved Me, that was not nominated.
Oh, I remember that song. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of story. I just want to find
it.
This is a lot. Since you can't hear it.
You begged for the story mode. Here is your story mode.
Yeah,
this is all it is story.
I am glad that there's an actual story to it, unlike Street Fighter. Here's a couple pictures. Congratulations, you won.
Yeah, I'm glad that I haven't started this yet so I can play it.
I'm going to have to watch the opening while you play. All right, so our last story to go on for the night, the XFL is back.
Yeah.
In 2 years.
James has been waiting.
He's had that
hat
for two decades. Just waiting. He's like, if he's sitting in his closet like this, he'd look at it.
Soon.
Today's not the day. And then Wednesday came, and he looked at it, he picked it up.
Had dusted off a little bit.
It's like, now's
the
time.
Dude, James was so excited, though. He messaged me and Nelson, I'm wearing my hat for the podcast. Because I didn't even know if we talked about the XFL on the podcast, but as soon as I got that jovial text, I was like, well, I guess we have to.
I know you liked it. I was like, oh, man, it's not till 2020. I guess we should be able to eat at Red Robin like the first time. Yeah.
Oh, we're definitely going to have a marathon that first week at Red Robin when it originally came out.
Oh, yeah, because that was fun. I forgot. We watched all the games that were on that night.
Yeah.
Back when it was exciting.
And back when Devin had that date after the first game. All white. He's wearing a white polo, white jeans, probably white shoes, too, because he's fresh like that. And we're eating, Klux and fries, and he's about to shake the ketchup. He's like, do you really want to do that? He's like, it's fine. Boom! Ketchup all over him. And he's like, I have to go home. No shit, you gotta go home.
I don't know what's worse, having ketchup on your white suit or wearing a white suit in Red Robin.
That was great. It was just the perfect moment because I warned him. He's like, nah, it ain't gonna happen. Boom.
Well, you always warned him because he used to shake the ketchup like a jackass. Right.
And I was like, you're never really going to do that wearing all white, are you? Why? Looked like it was bukkake of ketchup, like the killer tomato. Just sploosh, 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 sploosh. You're covered now.
Man.
It's the exact opposite of the Kid Rock lyric. Paint the town red, then paint his wife white. I remember when I first heard that lyric, I didn't get it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Ew.
Freshman in high school, like, hey, what does that mean? Had to look it up. Yes, the XFL is back. It's going to start with 8 teams. No cities have been picked yet. What is it, Olympic? Alpine Sports is what has been
said? Oh, Alpha Entertainment.
Okay, they are going to own all 8 teams, so it's not going to be individual owners like the NFL.
Oh, because I remember somebody was like, I want to own a team. I was like,
you're an idiot. but they're going to own all of them. So I wonder how competitive it's going to be. I guess the GMs and coaches probably get bonuses of how many games they win, stuff like that. Right. So no city's been picked. And it's supposed to be going to be safer. So I'm going to assume they're probably in the next 2 years going to do a lot of research in helmet and padding and stuff like that. There's going to be less rules, which is kind of a contradiction to the safer.
Yeah.
But he wants the games to move faster. Mm. So I'm kind of, in my vision, I'm picking, imagining the old MTV flag football games they used to play where there was, no stoppage of clock and the games just go. Like, the flag football league I'm in now, it's 25-minute half, so a 50-minute game. But we only get 2 timeouts a game. The clock only stops in, the last minute of each half, kind of thing like that.
Is it all, regulation fields and all that stuff, or is it going to be, arena league? Where it's
well, he said he wants to play in football stadiums, so. Okay. Nice. So, regulation 100-yard fields,
be hard to fill those stadiums at first.
Yeah, at first, but I mean, like, I think, like, with what he wants to do, like, he wants games to be under 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. I think if you get a brisk pace football game going, it doesn't matter if you don't have, like, the Tom Brady's, the Odell Beckham's of the world.
I think the thing he's going to have to do in order to promote it, what he didn't have the last time he did it, is he have to embrace social media.
Absolutely.
Well, the WWE is all about social media.
Oh, yeah.
Media, the, so
if you compare, if you watch like an episode of Raw now and go back to like, say, 2000.
Well, I mean, if you just watch Raw now, they're constantly like, oh, hashtag Raw is trending.
Yeah.
And they have like a crawl going across with all like the tweets from fans.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll have hashtags depending on what the match is.
Yeah.
Too.
That's what they need to do. Because I'm a beat reporter for the Washington Valor, the arena team.
Mm.
And they do the same thing where it's like they got access to the players on the sidelines. And they're like,
WWE. So I wouldn't imagine that Vince McMahon would really embrace social media, because if you look at WWE, they have their hashtags. They have their little ticker at the bottom. Mm. They also have in between stuff on Instagram.
They got the
Mixed
Match Challenge.
The
Mixed
Match Challenge.
Which is exclusive to Facebook.
Yeah, they have exclusive matches on Facebook. So it's they've really embraced social media. I mean, you can get onto Instagram like on a commercial break, and you'll find stuff that's going on in between the matches. Or during like the commercial break when there's an actual match, like some of the superstars will actually be live streaming from ringside. Like remember Cesaro and Sheamus back when they first put them as a tag team.
And yeah, the thing that I like about the idea of a fast-paced game, because I've kind of fallen out with the NFL, and like I know some people are like, oh, because of the protests. Like, no, I don't give a shit about the protesting. It's just that I don't want to sit down for 4 hours and watch like 10 minutes worth of action.
Right.
Because there's so many like TV
it's
timeouts
such a time
and commercials,
can, like dedication that you have to put there. Like, I know I didn't really have the energy for it this year.
Yeah, and,
I just
and it's one thing's like now that Sean's getting older and we're doing stuff like he has a little league, we have events to go to. It's like that 4 hours, I don't have that 4 hours. Like, I'll catch some of the game and then go do my stuff, and maybe if I'm driving someplace, I'll have it on the radio. I'll check Facebook, but I think maybe I sat down and watched like 4 whole games this year, if that.
Mm.
Like, and like from start to finish, where I sat down and watched the entire game. Mm-hmm. And usually that's because I had chores around the house. I was cleaning the house. I was doing laundry. Like, there were other activities I was doing during while I was watching that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I barely watched any games this year. And part of it is because it takes so long, and it seems like it's gotten so much slower pace with all the penalties, all the replays, all the reviews.
Right.
The game just drags, and
I
get
thought
bored.
It was just me, honestly. I was like, this is...
No, that's a lot of people. Like, Jeff, what wasn't down like 20% viewers?
Yeah,
it
was down a lot. I think some of it is the protesting. I don't think it's as big a chunk as they say it is.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with the games they've had on TV. You know,
they
look good on paper, and then by the time you get to that game, it's no longer a good game.
It's such a time commitment.
And I also think, like, the Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and then at the end of the season, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday games, it's football overload.
It
just
you're getting oversaturated to the point where you're sick of it by the time it's done.
I will tell you the greatest invention, though, for NFL, and maybe this is why the Raiders are getting hurt because no one's watching the full games, is the red zone.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, shoot, like, when we were out at the that one brewery for Mandy's birthday,
we
had the red zone on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The Redskin game was on in the background because we were sitting outside. The glare, we couldn't really see the TV, so everyone who had red zone had it up on their phones, and we were just watching the red zone.
Well, hell, back when you had DirecTV, whenever you would get a free trial, like Sunday of red zone, that's what we were watching. We
if the Redskin game wasn't on, we had the red zone on.
Yeah, and then I would be on my phone checking my fantasy, hoping to God I was winning.
So
red zone's the greatest thing. I think every sport should have a red zone type of thing.
Well, what I like what MLB Network does, like, every night they have MLB Tonight, and during that broadcast, while they're analyzing games, they go live to every game that's being played. Like, something pivotal is happening, kind of like the red zone, or they'll just check in, like, okay, let's go to San Francisco to see the Giants and Dodgers. So you just get, like, random, like, 5-10 minutes of a game. So I used to have that on all the time. Like, when I'd get home and I'd be making dinner and stuff like that, I just have MLB Network on, and I would just listen to the analysts and then catch, like, some of the games and stuff like that.
It's definitely, I think baseball would benefit from it a lot too. If they put all the games on at the same time, instead of having them at 1 and then 3 and then 7 and then 9 and then 10.
I think a lot of people
would
get into
that. Well,
baseball's
too traditionalist. They're not going to change that.
They're not going to change that.
Because baseball is very set in its ways. It doesn't change that much. Though it's slowly starting to catch back up with football. Because I think baseball has become among our generation, this social drinking thing, like just as a single guy dating who's tried the dating apps and stuff like that, constantly you see like girls on like Tinder and Bumble and stuff like talking about like, oh yeah, first thing, let's just go grab a beer and watch a few innings of the Nats game at the Nats stadium. Like, yeah, here in DC, that's something people do. They'll buy like the $5-$15 standing room ticket. They won't even go to the standing room area. They'll just go to the bars in the stadium, grab a bunch of beers, watch the game from the railing for a few innings, then go to the bars across the street and finish watching the game. Yeah. And that's just like a thing. And if it's happening here in DC, you know it's happening in Boston. Oh, you know it's happening in Chicago and San Francisco, places like that.
Shit, we had a company outing, and we at one point we ended up at a Nats game like middle afternoon, watch a few innings, have some drinks, then watch my boss try to unstick the van because he got it stuck.
Yeah, and I think that's what I think that baseball's finding that niche is this social sport, because A, it's usually at a nice time of the year, nice weather. You don't normally, like certain areas like our area, don't really worry about too much rain during the summer. And then especially the night games, like a Friday night, Saturday night game, you can buy a $15 ticket, which is like a cover charge for any club in the area.
Yeah.
Go have a few beers, hang out with some people, and then go to the bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially because the way they've like revamped downtown DC where the stadium's at, the Wharf and everything like that, you got all kinds of places.
I actually didn't recognize it when we went down there.
And like Izzo and I, we've been up to Boston. Those bars open up at 10 a.m. on game day, and it's just like, it's just nothing but bars circling Fenway Park.
Mm.
Yeah. So where we watched the whole game, yes, we had drinks for brunch, we went to the game and drank, and we were drinking on our way out, and then we got a cab back to the hotel, more drinking at the hotel.
Nice.
So, I mean, baseball's become this social sport because that's like the only sport you can do, because football, the tickets for any football game, even the cheap seats, are ridiculously priced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't really do that, and most football stadiums aren't like in the heart of the city like a baseball stadium, because baseball stadiums are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are on the outskirts of the city, so there's nothing around, like, walking distance to the football stadiums.
Yeah, like freaking
FedEx Field.
That's like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, the news.
Not to mention that too. Baseball is more like football. I envision the fans being drunk, obnoxious, you know, cussing, whatever. Whereas you could take a family to a baseball game and
I've never had a problem. I've been to a ton of baseball games at a bunch of different cities, and in fact, the closest thing I could see to an incident at a baseball game was the Red Sox game we were at. This girl, really hot, her boyfriend was a Yankees fan. She was a Red Sox fan. Everyone booed the shit out of him. But that was like the extent of it. And, you know, anybody who knows baseball knows that probably the deepest rivalry is the Red Sox-Yankees.
Mm.
But I saw no real, like, even close to anything that would come close to, like, a fight. Where if you go to, like, an Eagles-Redskin game.
Yeah.
An Eagles-Giants game, especially in Philly.
Any Eagles game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where there's pretty much any football game where it's a rivalry.
Well, of
open.
Course.
Yeah,
you're talking about normal
stabbings at that.
Yeah. You're also talking about normal circumstances, because the last baseball game I remember you going to, there was a riot.
Oh. Well, that was outside the stadium.
True.
That wasn't
it
in
was
the
safe
ballpark.
In the baseball stadium.
They told
the
us not. They told us not to leave the stadium.
Not to mention, you almost got into it with some random chick, too.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Well, it wasn't a fight. Yeah, that. I think I've told the story on this podcast before. I don't know if I told you this, Jeff. So it was me, my buddy Josh, Sean, my nephew John, my buddy Oon, and his friend. We were all just at the Red Sox-Orioles game during the riots, though. We bought the tickets in, like, the winter time. There was no riots then. And the riots actually didn't kick off till, like, the middle of the game. We're just all having a good time sitting out in the right field bleachers. And that was mostly Red Sox fans like us. We're all just sitting out there having a good time. These, like, group of Orioles fans come and finally sit in their seats, like, halfway through the game. They're drunk as shit, and Sean's leading a cheer among all the Red Sox fans, and everyone's just having a good time. Like, everyone, even the Orioles fans are kind of getting a kick out of this little, what, 2 years ago?
Two, 3 years ago.
So this little, like, six-year-old up on his seat just leading this cheer. Everyone's just having a good time. And this fat bitch says something. I can't even remember what it is, but it was directed towards Sean and made him cry.
What?
Yeah. And it got silent in our part of the stands. And I was like, excuse me, cunt? Because you know I'm pissed and if I'm throwing out cunt to an actual woman. I find that word hilarious, but I was using it seriously. I was like, you owe him an apology. She's like, why? I was like, because you're a bitch, for one. I was like, two, we're all just having a good time and you're ruining it for everybody. And then she finally like backed down and apologized to Sean. And then in her drunken thing, she leans over to her friend. Good thing I hate kids.
I was like, yeah, it's a good thing, because no man, there's not enough alcohol in this fucking planet to make a man drunk enough to lay with you, so you ain't never gonna have any on your own.
And he's cleaning it up right there.
I know. That's the cleaner version.
Because I heard the original version.
But that, you also heard it 2 years ago when it was fresh in my mind. That girl and her friends went running for the aisle and left in tears. And I kid you not, the entire section, it started off as a slow clap, and it just, people just started applauding me. And this one lady who was an Orioles fan came down and was like, thank you. She was obnoxious. She deserved that. And it was just the funniest thing. It's like, that's the closest thing I've seen to an altercation. Of course, it involved me at a baseball game. But that's like the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, that was what you were talking about before we got into that was you were talking about regular circumstances.
Yeah.
And you've never seen anything, any kind of altercation.
Yeah, I've never, like, I've gone to plenty of football games. I think just about every football game I've ever been to, but I mostly only go to division games, there's at least one fist fight. Sometimes it's just with Redskin fans on Redskin fan violence.
RG3 was the best.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like,
if they get there, they're already drunk.
Yeah, it's just one of those things like, it's like, why is this so serious that we're going to get this drunk and then fight each other? It's like, because it was a few years ago, and it actually took me getting mad at my son, like, when he was, like, 2 years old, and I was watching a Redskin-Dallas game, and I remember the game. It was the game Dallas won, like, 13-6, or the Redskins, or 13-7, where the Redskins could have won the game. Brian Arakpo had Tony Romo by the jersey ready to pull him down, and freaking alligator arms Arakpo lost his grip. Romo stepped up in the pocket, last-second touchdown to win the game.
Oh,
and I was just sitting there in my basement stewing, and here comes little 2-year-old Sean, barely can walk, coming around the corner, knocked something down and broke it. And it wasn't even like that, it was like a great thing that he broke. It was like maybe a coffee mug, something incidental. But I lost my shit on him. I started yelling at him. And then I stopped in the middle of it. It's like, what the fuck am I doing? I was like, I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at a stupid football team who sucked for decades. And I'm taking it out on this little 2-year-old. And that's when I like quit taking it seriously to the point where the Redskins suck, which is awful.
They should also put a dent in that coffee table that's in storage too on that game. Because I know there's a dent in it.
That was an accident, because that's like...
Because I thought you punched the table.
That was an IKEA table.
Yeah. It was cheap, so it wasn't going to...
It had gotten wet, and it's not like I slammed my fist down in anger.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, more like frustration, not even like trying to pound
it. It wasn't even
but because
like gorilla strength.
Because it's like wood, cardboard kind of tabletop. Wet. I mean, it was just kind of like, boom. Fuck.
Let me put this Jericho book.
Yeah, because that wasn't even like out of anger. It was just out of frustration. It's like, I can't believe they did that. And just like, just like,
because I remember hearing
and like,
my hearing about that. And I was like, you did what?
But yeah, it's like when I yelled at him, I realized like, I'm getting too concerned about this stupid football game. So that's when it's like the Redskins start doing bad, which is often. I just turn the TV off. I go play Overwatch, something like that.
Yeah.
I think in that sport, in football, I think that's the one sport out of probably all the major sports where people have an emotional connection to a team.
Yeah.
Like NBA, people love the players.
Players, yeah.
They don't really, like, everyone's rooting for, Golden State a couple years ago to, go 70-10 or whatever. No one cared that their team wasn't doing good.
Yeah.
They're attached to the players. They follow LeBron from Miami to Cleveland.
Brandon.
And in baseball, it's kind of the same way. Where, like, I mean, there's rivalries, don't get me wrong, but you can go to a game, like, with your son and sit in an Orioles stadium and watch the Red Sox. And
yeah, I think what helps baseball is 162 games, so you don't get wrapped up in that one game.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, there's 161 others.
Yeah.
I think football, the emotional attachment comes to, there's 16 games. Like, one loss can mean the difference between the playoffs and not the playoffs, the division.
Yeah, yeah.
So every game, not that like every game and every other sport counts, but they count so much more in football because there's so few.
Yeah.
And plus, like, baseball, hockey, basketball, you lose tonight, you got another game tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Football, you lose tonight, you got to wait a week.
Doing it for a week.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, I remember there was a point in my life the Redskins lost. There was, like, media blackout for me for an entire week. I didn't want to hear anything.
Well, fucking talk to me about sports.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. But we're going to wrap the podcast up, so we barely played Dragon Ball because there was barely any fighting. That's cool, because I'm going to restart the story anyway.
Yeah.
But we played enough, I can put this in the tag, so people looking for this game will come across the podcast.
Oh, at least they get some nice, beautiful footage.
Yeah. But so the thoughtable for this week, so the XFL is coming back in 2 years. So I want you guys to give me a city you'd like to see a team in, the mascot for the team, and what rule would you like to see? I'm going to start with my rule because I haven't really thought about a city or a mascot, but a rule I'd like to see is a player can change teams in the middle of a game. Heel turn, motherfuckers!
Share shots are illegal.
It's just like that one play from the 70s. It was the Eagles, the Vikings. The Viking player picked up the fumble. He didn't know where he was on the field. Ran to the wrong end zone. That'd be great. Like if you saw that in XFL game, dude pulls off his jersey, and all of a sudden he's on the other team.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, you.
So that's my rule that I'd like to see instituted. So Nelson, we'll start with you. City mascot and a rule you'd like to see.
I thought about it for a second, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go with this. I want to see a Richmond team.
That's good, Richmond.
Yeah.
What would you call them? The Richmond what?
Though, here's where it's starting to fall apart for me, because I can't think of a mascot.
We steal the baseball team, the Richmond Flying Squirrels.
That's where I was actually going. That's exactly where I was going.
But I like how you picked a city that doesn't have a football team, because I think that's where the XFL, if it has a chance, that's what it should do. Find, like, an area that likes football,
yeah,
but doesn't have an NFL
team. Exactly. That's what I. That's why I was like, I would like to actually see a Virginia team, not even, I mean, I like the Redskins as much, even though they suck horribly. But, you know,
we've upgraded from sucking to mediocre, so.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, as long as I can remember, as far as the actual professional teams go, I don't recall there being a Virginia, a team that's
present in Virginia. Not since the ABA.
Yeah, so I would like to see Richmond.
There was the.
They could be the Flying Squirrels.
It was either the Virginia Cavaliers or Colonials in the ABA.
Probably would be Cavaliers.
Senators was DC.
That was the Washington baseball team.
Yeah, that was Washington.
But no, we had an ABA professional basketball.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even think of it.
At one point. And the only reason why I knew that is because when they were doing the anniversary of the ABA and Foot Locker was carrying all the throwback gear, I found a Virginia hat. I was that close to buying it. It was $35, I ain't spending that much on a team I ain't never heard of before. So what rule would you like to see instituted?
Cheerleaders exploding optional?
The league's what we forgot to mention, the league's also going to be family friendly, so.
Another question I had before, when is the season going to be? Do they know yet?
Vince said he'd like to start it either the week before or the week after the Super Bowl.
Okay, so it won't be going on during the NFL season?
No.
That's kind of important.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So that was,
I would figure that he would do something similar to what he did last time.
That'd be kind of a sweet spot too, because you get the people who are still thirsty for football, but then there's the middle part of the NBA and the NHL season, which no one really cares about, and you're before March Madness, so you kind of hit that soft spot of sports, kind of thing like that. So rule, Nelson.
A rule. So there, what's the rule on fighting in the NHL?
It's allowed.
It's allowed until someone's helmet comes off, I think.
No, until someone goes down to the ice.
Oh, is that what it is?
I want that for the... I want that.
You want fighting? Right. James, city, mascot,
city
rule.
I would... Let's see. Vegas doesn't have a...
In 2 years, they'll have one with the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders.
That's right. They're going.
Well, you can move a team to Oakland then, because they'll be out of a team.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird, because it's like... Because they're gonna pick cities that can actually maintain a team, right?
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
So you gotta think what city could act like Richmond. I don't think Richmond would be able to sustain a team.
No.
Oh, I beg to differ. There's a huge football fan. They're all diehard Redskins fans down there. But there is
Oklahoma City. I would say Oklahoma City.
That'd be a good one, yeah. But yeah, Richmond is a hotbed.
Yeah, they practice. Washington.
That's where the Redskins training facility is.
And, yeah, and they're always packed during preseason, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, Richmond's only an hour drive from here. You get a lot of people driving down.
That's true.
From all over.
But I would say Oklahoma City, because they're freaking Sooner and huge football people out there.
Yeah,
yeah, and you get good old JR out there.
Yeah. Mascot? Let's see.
Kevin Durant?
Something to do with earthquakes or tornadoes or...
Actually, I like tornadoes.
The
tornadoes.
Twisters.
I'd say Twisters, probably.
Yeah.
Oklahoma
City Roosters. I like that, actually. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Because it's funny, because they used to have... There's always tornado problems, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's earthquakes all the time.
Jeez.
So, it's... Yeah. So they have Twisters, Oklahoma City Twisters.
Hey, yeah, I like that actually.
No 2-point conversion.
I like that.
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Shit.
Can't use San Francisco.
What? That city doesn't have a team anymore. It's just Santa Clara 49ers now.
Well, in that case, the Redskins haven't had a team in a long time.
Yeah.
They haven't been in Washington for a while. They've been in Maryland.
Seriously.
Sadly.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm thinking, only because I grew up in this area, not this area where I'm at now, but in the Newport News, Hampton Roads area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge football area. It's where all the, you know, if you follow any kind of high school football in the area, that's where all the big teams are. That's where Allen Iverson came from. That's where Michael Vick was. That's where, you know, his cousin Aaron Brooks. Yeah, Bruce Smith. All of them came from that area. So I know the football culture is already in there.
Okay.
So that's where I would put the team. I don't know if it would be Hampton Roads or if it would be Newport News or whatever, but somewhere down in that area.
Just watch it be Virginia Beach.
Norfolk. Yeah. Virginia
Beach would work. Seven cities. Somewhere in the seven cities.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's a big county, so I mean, I guess they could. They could probably support it.
Yeah, they could definitely support it. Yeah. They could. Yeah.
The Portsmouth Prowlers.
And the thing is, knowing the demographic down there, that could be a cat or a burglar. Lots of crime for those of you who are from that area.
There is a lot of crime in that area, and I grew up in that area.
The Hamburglar definitely could be the mascot.
Oh, man. I could dig it, though.
So let me think of mascots. I was sitting there the whole time while y'all were talking, trying to think of a mascot for that area. I guess it would first depend on what the city name would be. So let's just go with my hometown, Newport News. And let's just say they're the, man, the Newport News Ninjas.
Like the Newsies, right?
The Newport Newsies.
The Newport Newsies.
Have a silhouette of Christian Bale throwing a paper on the
head. Someone's dancing around.
Hey, don't knock Newsies. That's a great musical.
It's good.
All right, so, and then a rule. Rule. No fair catches. Punt, kickoff, whatever. There's no fair catches, no touchbacks. You have to return it. That's my rule.
That was their old rule, and that didn't work out. Cause
hey, yeah, I was like, did they do that? Yeah, they just
slammed.
Like,
it's hurt. All right,
Izzo.
All
right.
So if I had to pick a city, I'd go with Fort Lauderdale. They've got money.
Yeah.
What would their mascot be, though?
The Rock? No.
The Plastic Surgeons.
Yeah.
The Botox.
Right. God. Okay, so, yeah, Fort Lauderdale for sure. Maybe, like, yeah. I'm gonna go with Surgeons.
Surgeons, okay, what's your
surgeons
rule?
No reviews.
No reviews? I like that.
Go with whatever we've seen.
I know I said you guys were all smart by picking a city that didn't have a football team. I'm not gonna go that way. Because Buffalo needs two football teams, because I need to see more videos of Bills Mafia idiots tailgating, diving through flaming tables.
I'll allow it.
I need that year round. And I feel that's the perfect demographic for the XFL.
Hey, I already have two
are those
teams from Buffalo that I like. I'll take a third.
I like those psychopaths in Buffalo. And plus, like, they proved it with that Blizzard game. That stadium was sold out. They'll go to a game in January and February.
Nah.
For a mascot, we'll just have one of those idiots diving through a flaming table. I don't know what the hell they'll call them. Buffalo
Flaming Idiots.
Yeah, Flaming Idiots.
The Flamers.
And,
let's call them the Flames. There we go. The Flames.
Flamers.
And for, I'll come up with the second role. I'm going to go with my wrestling theme still. You can have sideline interference. Like, almost like when Mike Tomlin was on the field during that kick return during the Ravens-Pittsburgh game. Except this time the coach is encouraged to do it with steel chairs. See that guy breaking away? He's by your sideline. Take him down.
That mental image is great in my mind. It's just some random dude just running off field. Ah! Like a Shane McMahon jumping chair shot.
And Buffalo fans, those who threw dildos onto the field against the Patriots, they are the ones to do that.
When did that happen?
Last year during the Patriots game, someone threw a giant dildo on the field, and it said Tom Brady's.
Yes!
And on that bombshell, we say goodnight.